Our Baptist forefathers would be a little surprised, and you might even say confused, to learn that present-day Baptists are considered generally a conservative people. Because the early American Baptists were considered among the most radical of progressives. In fact, the most feared liberal in colonial life was a Baptist named Roger Williams, who made a name for himself by asking questions that nobody else wanted to ask. For example, he asked the colonial fathers, "Why do you say that you own this land?" Because it was given to you by the king. It belongs to the Native Americans, whom you haven't recompensed. Why do you insist on asking unbelievers to take an oath with the words, "So help me God," when you know that violates the dictates of their conscience? Why do you insist on this unholy union between church and state when you know that this alliance has created so much violence and injustice in the past? On this Thanksgiving weekend, we acknowledge that Thanksgiving was founded by Puritans who came to this new world seeking religious freedom. We must also acknowledge that they only wanted religious freedom for themselves, for those who shared their perspective. And so by the very behavior, they violated and negated the principle upon which they acted. Most people simply allowed this contradiction to go unnoticed. Not Roger Williams. He staked his life opposing it. As a result, he was banished from the Massachusetts Bay Colony. And in fact, there was a secret plan to apprehend him, putting on board a ship, send him to London, where he surely would have died after a stint in prison and torture. But someone on the jury that actually banished him allowed him to know of the plan and gave him time to sneak away. In the dead of winter in 1636, he left Massachusetts for the wilderness, and there in the dead of winter would have died had not he been befriended by the Native Americans whom he championed. A short time later, a few of his friends gathered to meet him once the winter had passed, and they founded a small little village. And shortly thereafter, in 1637, they established the first Baptist church in America. Roger Williams, as he gathered that group together, composed a prayer of gratitude to God for his deliverance. And this is what he said: "God makes a path, provides a guide, feeds in the wilderness. His glorious name, while breath remains, my soul will glorify. Lost many a time, I have had no guide, no house but hollow tree. In stormy weather, in stormy night, no fire, no food, no company, but in him I found a house, a bed, a table, company. No cup so bitter, but's made sweet when God shall sweetening be. No cup so bitter, but shall be sweet when God's the sweetening be." I suppose most of you have already figured out the name of that little town: Providence, in the colony of Rhode Island, a small colony but a champion of religious liberty. And Roger Williams' experience of deliverance, his prayer of a God who provides a guide, a path, food, company, shelter, echoes in many ways the testimony of the Apostle Paul as he was shackled in prison. I need not complain. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and want, abundance and hunger in any all circumstances. I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Though they were separated by millennia, the Apostle Paul and Roger Williams shared an experience of God in the dire circumstances of their lives when all seemed lost. God provided for them. God sustained them and gave a path, a light, a bed, company, deliverance. We come to this table, and we tend to fixate on the circumstances surrounding it. Betrayal, arrest, interrogation, torture, gruesome death. And all of those are components of this supper. But underlying this supper, suffusing this supper, is a central theme. God will provide for us. Providence. In the winter of our lives, when grief assails us, when sorrow grips us, God will provide a light and peace. When those moments when we have no direction, those moments we have no sense of purpose, God will provide a light, a path, a guide. In those moments when we despair, God will provide a means of hope. We come to this supper understanding that despite all of the elements of violence and evil that are a part of it, there is the assurance running throughout it. God will provide for us. As we move on this Sunday in that transition from gratitude to wonder, we become aware that all of our blessings are rooted in God's initiative. We understand that God brings a light to our darkness that we could not provide ourselves. We cannot reconcile ourselves to God. Only God can do it. We can't reconcile ourselves to each other. Only God can do it. We cannot reconcile ourselves unto ourselves. Only God can do it. And at some point in our faith, we have to grasp what Roger Williams grasped in that dead of winter cold. What Paul grasped in the dank prison that shackled him. That God is not an assent to an idea. That faith is not belief in a few doctrines. But real faith is a relationship of trust with a God who will provide for us a way, a path, a guide, a light. As we come to this season and think of the virtues that define our faith, we stay in wonder, we live in wonder that all are rooted in the providence of Christ. God
does provide. Providence.